Nisim Tav Ayin Zayin. Then Achilas Habikoyman. So the Mechaber Lacher Gemara Kolos Suda Oichlo Mimatza Hashmura Tachas Amapo Kazayas Kolecha. Each person eats a kazayas from the matzah which we put away for Shmira earlier, way back by Yachatz. We eat a zecher lePesach, a nechol al haSeva, and it's a zecher for the Karban Pesach, which is eaten at the end of the meal, because I'll say that the cover of the Karban Pesach was eaten al haSeva. So it's interesting. It's just a concept that we have. Sometimes we say the covet of a mitzvah is to eat it l'teyavon. So, but the Erev Pesach we dafka don't eat, so we should enjoy the meal because it's covet of a yom tov. We limit the eating of Shabbos yom tov alas l'teyavon when you're hungry. Then we say the Karban Pesach is eaten alas soiva. Bedafka, the covet of the Karban Pesach is eaten bedafka when you know, and obviously not a chilagasa, but it's not eating it because you're for hunger purposes. You're eating it because you're a royal person and you can afford to have nice fancy things. And that's its covet. The Kiddush also is like how Chazal knew to say what, when. You know? A Suda Shabbos, we said, the covet is eaten with Teyavon. The Karban Pesach per se, which is not the Suda, but it's like the crown of the Suda, the covet is eaten al haSeva. Yechlen HaBaseva, you eat it baSeva. Well, Yerachal, we do not make a bracha of alachilas matzah on the eating of the afikamen. Now that's a chiddush because Rashi Shita is that it is we're eating it as a zecher for the Karban Pesach, so we don't make a bracha mitzad that mitzad achilas matzah. We discussed before Rashi and Rashi hold that the ikar achilas matzah is the afikamen. Okay. So the bracha which he said before, remember we mentioned before the Shlosh said that he brought a shita which said that you shouldn't talk from the beginning of the meal until after the afikomen. He says we don't do that because it's a tircha, the tzibra would not be able to handle such a thing. But Mikra, then there'd be an argument to say you shouldn't talk. Same level as in Har at least. You wouldn't talk from the beginning of the meal until after the afikomen. Yizor lechaloi kaidim chatzos. You should eat the afikomen before chatzos. We have the matzah. The Ramah adds shegam a halal yikra kadam chatzos. The Ramah says the halal should be said before chatzos also. Okay, so let's see what that's about. Shabur al kazayis. So chachil tov shikar shnei zaysim. We eat preferably two kazayim. Echad zecher lePesach, echad zecher lematzah, and echad lasim. One is a zecher for the Karban Pesach, and one is a zecher for the matzah, which is eaten with the Karban Pesach because they use the Karban Pesach with matzah. Now, in a practical sense, because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, that is the Iker Mitzvah, so you would not need a larger kazayas. A larger kazayas is basically double the smaller kazayas. So this minig of having two kazaysim really would end up being, you know, it'll come out in the wash, it'll be the same amount. Because this is clearly a Rabbanan concept. The Rabbanan Shabur's HaKarah is that for the Rabbanans we use the smaller measurements and for the Raisim we use the larger measurements. So I'm going to argue and tell you that according to Rashi Rishbam, this is the Raisim, so you should use the larger Kazayas. There's an idea of having two Kazayasim, mere Rabbanans, you end up basically the same size. So practically it doesn't make too much of a difference. Kolechot, everybody, we call Afnashim Chayabas, but that women are also have to eat the Afikomen. Allah Sova. So he sends you back. I'm not sure which point he's talking about. Should be a chilagas. He's talking about that point. It should be a chilagas. So it shouldn't be to the point where you're not interested in eating at all, because that's already not mitzvah minim ofker. You should have a little bit of ksas type of lechel. That's Mishnah Berurah got involved in the last sinner. Okay. Yechlad baseva. Mishnah Berurah da'alid. B'diyevan imim. Shochach v'ochol b'loya seva. And tzorch l'asa b'lechel im kosho lo ho'achid. In a case where the person not eat baseva, so in a case where it's difficult for a person to eat it again, So Shabbos says you don't have to go back. So now, but the why is it kashav alavachil? It means if it's not difficult, you should go back. So Shartin and Dalit says, Shemidas Rashi Rashbam Mashmat of Kerman Yotzin Etzemach Mitzah Mitzah Dachilas Matzah. So really, the mitzvah matzah is really at the end of the suda. So according to them, you would have to go back because you weren't yotzeh. Tzarech be'emes l'chavan be'brocha leaves the gama of avikamen. According to them, you have to have the avikamen in mind. You would have to go back and eat paseba. So if it's kashal of achilas, they say, listen, Rashi and Rashbam, you can't do. But about the chetchila, a person didn't eat baseva, so obviously he should try miyotza the sheet of Rashi, if possible, and go back and eat it again. Leivarchalov, you don't make a bracha on eating it zecher lepesach. So it's according to Rashi and Rambam, this is the mitzvah. So fine, according to the other Rishonim, this is not the mitzvah. So why are we eating it zecher lepesach? So maybe we should make a bracha of Zecher l'Pesach, according to them. Shurak l'Zecher v'chanam. It's just a Zecher. Because of a shlo v'isim b'nei aliyah shayim v'nashkim ha-matzahs v'mordah. They would kiss the mitzvahs of matzah and mordah. V'chem ha-seh ha-asuka v'kin yisosoy v'yitzi yosoy v'chin ha-arba minim shabalulam kol achiv v'mitzvah v'ashem yishoy v'nashem v'sim. So it has to be real, he says. You know, if you really feel like that, you're excited about doing a mitzvah, so then Adarab, it's a beautiful thing. So Ashrei, there's a person who serves Hashem with happiness. If I can give a Moser Shmuz on the side, you know, the Yetzer Hara comes along and challenges us. He makes our mitzvahs cost money. So, you know, matzahs are expensive, dollar minimum are expensive, everything's expensive. So instead of being happy with doing the mitzvah, we're busy questioning about the cost. You know, that's a challenge that we have, really. We want to do the chivah of a mitzvah. So. Vav, Yezor la achloi kadam chatzos. Why? Shekim in Shuzekh la Pesach, Tzorak la achloi kadam bezman la Pesach, was Pesach in al chatzos. If you're eating it zecher for the Korban Pesach, it has to be consumed before Chatzos, just like the Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos. Okay, now let's say you're not going to make it before Chatzos. She says, "V'kol shkein, at least this much is true." Shekazayas arishin shemavorkan alav alachilas matzah shesorach lizorma shlodo achor adach Chatzos. You want to make sure that the first kazayis is eaten before chatzos. And the Bir Lacha will talk about why that's. We'll take a peek at that. But if a person is being late, he's talking about chasher miyotzi yedechavosu ba alkein yochlenu bolei baruchel balachias matzah. A person got to the first kazayis of the seder after chatzos, he would not make a baruchel balachias matzah. We got more Afshamir Rabbanan Tzarech L'Yisrael L'Ochel L'Kanam Chatzos. More also has to be eaten before Chatzos. V'im Echer is Yochlenu B'lo Yabrocha, again without a bracha. Okay. V'im Hechshach L'Oy Kodem Amiris HaGadah Ad Samach L'Chatzos. Yikadash Yishtu Koshmishan V'ito Yonah V'yivorach HaMoitzi V'alachilas Matzah V'yoychal. The situation got to the point where there was a very little time before he started the meal. So the right order would be to make kiddush, treat the first kos, wash samoitzi and achilas matzah and morer and eat them, and then go back and say the rest of the Haggadah and eat the Suda. It sounds like that situation you would lose the second kos. Or you'd eat it at the end of the Haggadah without a bracha. At least without a bracha. You drink a second kos at the end of the Haggadah before the meal. This way you're getting the mitzvahs, the rice and the rabbanans in before chatzos. Okay. Now, came along the Ramah said the Halal also Zion. You want to finish the bracha of Nishmas and all the way to the end of the bracha on Hallel before Chatzos.
Why?
The argument is that the Hallel was niskan to say Bizman they ate the korban Pesach. There was a loch of that you had to say Hallel b'achilosa. So there was a mitzvah of saying Hallel together with the korban Pesach. So came on the more and more said that how do you say Hallel the korban Pesach? You split it. You say part of the Hallel before eating and part of the Hallel after. You don't say Hallel while you're eating. It means you're saying the idea of saying Hallel while you're eating the Pesach means right. Part before, part after. But since it's connected with the korban Pesach, which there's a loch of chatzos, you want to say you're saying Hallel on the Pesach. You know, you can say you have eat. Finish a Pesach. It's already chatzos. It's not the Zman Pesach anymore. So the Hallel is not connected to the. It's not connected. So according to him, you want to make sure that you finish a Hallel before chatzos. There is a Birag Ruah who actually says a different reason. The fascinating Birag Ruah. The Birag Ruah says the problem isn't the Hallel. The problem is the Kos Revi. Chazal and Masak and they drink four Koses. Again, the four Koses are connected to the mitzvahs of the night. So the halacha is the fourth curse has to be drink the fourth curse before chatzos. So the Ramah said it's because of the Hallel. It really wasn't the Hallel which was the issue, which was the fourth curse. That's how the Gemara understands. Those are two reasons. Which it's interesting that even though the Gemara, the Bira Gemara, says this is the reason of the Ramah, he himself was not makbet on it. In other words, he argued with the Ramah. And it was a makbet and drinking the saying Hallel before chutzes. So that I think that's many people which are makbet. If we come before chutzes, they're not makbet and Hallel before chutzes. There's a famous Avinezer. I'm sure you've heard about the Tanai of the Avinezer. So what's this about this chutzes thing? So really, it's a machlokes of the Gemara. How long is the Zman of the Chilas Pesach? Is it close to Naram Chin Rabbi Kiva and Rav Elazar ben Azariah? Is the Zman, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, made a rice that you have to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. And therefore, the matzah, which is, there's a hekesh between matzah and Pesach, also has to be completed before Chatzos. That's the rice, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Kiva holds that made a rice you can eat the whole night time. And according to Bekiva, therefore the mitzvah of matzah also can be eaten the whole night time. The more is machlokes rishonim, who we pass them like. Do we pass them like, there is a machlokes rishonim, do we pass them like Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore the zman is the chatzos, the raisa? Do we pass them like Bekiva, that the zman is kol halayla? The Rama paskins that the whole night time. And the Rif also argues like that. On the other hand, the Ben Chananel and the Smag and the Rosh and the Ran, they say it's Tuchatzos. And the Rosh and the Rash for the Ran are say it's a Suffolk. Okay, now, according to Bekiva, was there the Kandar Abundance to finish by Chatzos? You find certain things, Chazal said, yeah, you have the whole night time by Shema, you have the whole night time, but Chazal said to Chatzos, wait till it's late, you're not going to say. So what about over here? That's Machloikos, also Machloikos. So could be even Kandar Bekiva, there's a Zaman of Chatzos. But the Mice, then there's no Gemara which says that explicitly. There's no such Gemara which says that Kandar Bekiva, there's a Din of Chatzos. So now, if we have a Sabbath, who we pass them like? Comes along the nation and says he theorizes the following argument. That halacha that you can't eat after afikomen, you have to maintain tam pesach in your mouth. So for how long? The next day you eat, right? There's no halacha in the morning. You come in the morning, you can drink a cup of coffee. Right? Nobody said you can't have it. Drink something before davening because you need tam of the afikomen in your mouth. So he theorizes that the length of time you must maintain the tam of the afikomen is until the end of this manachil. So according to Elazar ben Azariah, that's till chatzos. So Avraham Nezer says, according to Elazar ben Azariah, if you want to have you want to eat or drink after chatzos, so be water. According to Bekiva, it's the whole night time. So you can't eat till the end of the Zman of Achila, which is, you have to keep the time of the Afikomen until the end of the Zman of Achila. So that's a bit, that's his kinesh. That according to Elazar ben Azariah, you may eat and drink after chatzos. So let's say that's true. So he says, now I'm having a great idea. So I come, it's about, I just started my meal earlier, I haven't really had a chance to really eat the meal. And so it's chutzai, it's almost chutzai. So I said, I take kazayas and matzah, and I say like this, if the Lord looks at this argument, I'm eating this as Africa. I'm not eating this Africa. Okay, eat it. So the Lord says, you're eating Africa. It's not, but it's not a matzah. You wait till chutzai. So the Lord says, you can eat, because you didn't eat Africa yet. You can eat after chutzos, because the zman tam afikavim is only needs to be maintained until chutzos. So I continue my meal. At the end of the meal, I have another kazayis and it's according to Rikim. That's his theory. But the chiddush of the theory is this point that we said the zman that the halacha that you can't eat after the afikavim, according to Moshe Nazarya, ends by chutzos. That's his chiddush. There are other kind who argue with him. So that's not true. Obviously, when it comes in the morning. The morning is no longer is manachil b'chol. You can't eat. It's davening. So, and after davening, it's a new time already. But the night time is a night time. And Chazal said, "Keep the time of Ikarim," and they meant the whole night. So that chiddush that he says, not everybody agrees with. But theoretically, so in other words, you can't say theoretically. Well, let's do that for Avinezer. What do you have to lose? Well, according to if you argue on Avinezer's assumption, so according to Azariah, if we pass the laws of Azariah, you ate Ikarim and you cannot eat. It's also needs. So if it's a suffix, you know, you should be machmir. So it's not like, well, what do you have to lose? You have if your whole goal is to eat your meal, you lost your meal, right? So that it's not necessarily. So some posts can go with the Avinez and say it's a great idea. Diane Weiss.
So that means at the same time, if you go by the at the same time, you have in mind that is the Afrikom, it's not the Afrikom.
Yeah, but your argument like this, if it was like the laws of Nazaria, so I'm eating the Shem Afikarim.
Right, but you have, when you.
If it's like a Rekiva, I'm not eating the Shem Afikarim. It's good. So if we pass like a Rekiva, I didn't eat, this was Tam Matzah. And Zuntay, keep eating your meal, go another half an hour, whatever it is, eat your Afikarim and Zuntay. Let's say if the law is like the laws of Nazaria, the Rambam is right. The Red Hanan is right. The law is like the laws of Nazaria, it's a Chatzos. So if the Avinezer is right, so I said, if the Lord of the Lord, I'm sorry, I'm meeting this other carbon. That's what I said. So I'm thinking, so if in Shemayim, that was the right psak, I eat Afi Karma. So now I want to, I ask Shemayim, can I eat, continue eating? Well, it depends. So Chatzos, for sure you can't eat. But after Chatzos, can you eat? Avinezer says, yeah. But if the Avinezer is wrong, the answer is no. So I can't say, well, according to, I didn't have in mind for sure. Yeah, but if the law is like the Nazariah, I did have in mind. That's what I said. I said, I wasn't. The law is like Nazariah, I wanted to eat this as Avi Karmen. So that's the challenge that's a challenge you have with Avinezer.
So I'm not clear. I understand Avinezer. I'm not clear on the challenge. If he's saying that after Chatzos, you're allowed to eat, so what's the problem? So?
Well, that's his assumption.
It's not a factor. There's no assumption.
That's an assumption. He's theorizing that that's true.
Because after Chatzos, it doesn't make a difference if you're taking the time of the Afikoman.
According to Rulos of Nazaria, the Zman Achil is Pesach until Chatzos. So after Chatzos, it's like, you know, the whole, you know, it's okay, shut the lights and do whatever you want. That's not necessarily true.
Okay. That's his theory. What would be the other sheet to that?
Until the morning, you can't. Aim of Tirah Pesach Afikoman sounds like till the morning.
Oh, okay.
Right?
And so you could only have water or something. That's only you could have.
We'll see later on what you're allowed to what you're allowed to drink afterwards. There is a law of what you're allowed to drink. But here's relevant to achila. I mean, your goal is to eat the meal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can only have water.
After we'll talk about it more when we get to them. After Africa, yeah, water. Now it could be even according to Bikiva that the loch is there's a loch of chatzos. There was Chazal Masakin wait chatzos even mean Arbonin according to Bikiva. So if that's true, so then even according to Bikiva, you'd have a funny situation where here you are eating Afikam before chatzos. You're saying according to Bikiva, I'm not planning to eat Afikam. That's not right either. If you learn like a Rekiva that there is a loch of our chokah, there's no such gemara. But let's say you learn like that, there is a mishnah in Megillah which says that sounds like whenever Chazal anything which is called a lie, the Chazal are masakin chatzos.
That's in brachas.
The brachas, it says in regards, right, the first edition of brachas also, right? It says like, whatever's kalah, the chazal says chatzos. Now, it doesn't say explicitly eating the korban pesach, according to Bikiva. According to Bolos Menazari, it says eating the korban pesach, because that's the main rice. But it's not an explicit gemara. So there's a machlokes b'sharnim in according to Bikiva.
But he's saying a general klal, from what I remember.
Yeah, the problem is that there's a rule by all klal.
I have exceptions.
They have exceptions. You know, and more says that in the minimum of clothes for the welcome to Ram Kutz.
Right.
Even when it says this is the rule, except for this, it's loved out.
There's always more.
So you can't build on that alone. So here you have a corner of Kiva, you have a situation where you can before it's an Afikarman. According to could be corner of Kiva, that's also your Kiva. Because there's a din of Herchaka, you can't do the whole night then. You say in corner of Kiva, I'm not eating Afikarman. That's also not right either. You're like b'daim. You mafkir yourself from your chiyuv.
What?
Am I making sense?
That didn't catch.
I didn't catch the last point.
Here's my knife. Then here's chazos. Right. So here I am. 10 minutes before chazos, and I'm eating knife.
Right.
Saying that if loch like rabbi Mazarya, I'm eating l'shem afikar.
Right.
He's like Rekiva. No, I'm not. I'm eating l'stam matz. Now according to Rekiva, see if your old Rekiva has no din of rechaka, he allows you to eat the whole night time. He said that's 100% right. What you're doing. Let's say according to Rekiva, there is a loch of rechaka. Which means the chachil you must eat before chatzos. Chazar masakin should eat before chatzos. Here I am before chatzos eating matzah and saying karn the mikiva. I'm not eating it l'shem matzah mitzvah of afikarmen. Like that's not right either.
Yeah.
Like I'm yadayim mimavkiyah my mitzvah going to the chachil of the chachamim. Because I want to eat some more afterwards. You know, that's also not right. So it's not a great. They also have, you know, Avinazer does have challenges. Okay. Beis. A person didn't eat it for garment. So the person already, you know, was in a rush. So now here, you know, I'm writing the next point. Let's go right there. Okay, so last me afterwards. Okay, so. The person didn't eat avikarmen. He said, he already said, okay, let's bench. He washed my mechrenet. And then he realized, so what's the loch? So normally the loch is, if a person gets to the end of the meal, the person says, he says, let's bench. I mean, not just like the suggestion, but it's like, everybody's saying, we are now benching. Like a declaration, or a person washes my mechrenet. The loch is, that's the end of the meal. If he wants to eat further, he has to wash his hands again, and say hamotzi again. It's called hesach hadas. The bracha of a mitzvah before is no longer valid. If you want to eat further, you must. Now, it could be the lacha is even more than that. There is a lacha of Maimar Kharanim has to be immediately before benching. So there are some. The Machar Shita is that you can't even. You're not allowed to eat. You have to bench and wash again. Because you can't interrupt between Maimar Kharanim and the benching. The Mishabro brother brings many Rishon and Paiskim disagree and say that you. It's not you are allowed to interrupt, but it means you'd have. But you do have to wash again and say mitzi again, and then you'd wash from mechanim again and bench. He does point out that you can't talk. There's a lot that you're allowed to interrupt and eat again, and that's because the eating. Or is it you can't interrupt between my mechanim and benching? So over here, I will not interrupt because I'll eat again, and I'll wash again, and I'll bench. So there'll be no interruption between the second mechanim and benching. But talking. And then washing a second time doesn't make any sense. It says, because over here you're eating again, so your hands get dirty again, so the Maimar Kharanim has a function the second time. But Stam, to wash your hands are clean. What are you washing your hands a second time for? So a person would want to, in this scenario, you could wash again and make a mess again and talk again and eat again. But if a person's not washing again, just stop interrupting to Maimar Kharanim and benching, and all to do. So I'll talk and I'll wash my hands a second time. That's irrelevant, Mr. Bruce says, because the second washing means nothing. So you really interrupt between Chazal said halacha, takeif l'mayim bracha, which means immediately between Maimar Kharanim and benching should go together, that you've been over. So you can't talk. Okay, but let's say, but Mishmur Pasan seems to be Machriya that the Maisa, that if you want to, you could wash again. So over here, the Machabra, we hear that that's not true. Over here, Achav become Haloy Birchas Amoitzi. Since over here, the whole thing was a mistake, and obviously you didn't really mean it, because in the back, so he said it wasn't the full Hesach Hadas, so Mela, you don't have to make an Ubra Amoitzi. So you realize, you wash your hands, say another mitzvah, you say, I eat avikarmen. We ask you, work brichas amozim, you bend the second time, you work brichas amozim, reach the kaiser, and you make a brichas amozim on the second mention. So, lo yorchal avikarmen. In that situation, you do not, once you've said brichas amozim already, so if you're going to bench again, it's proper to bench on a kois. You bench on a kois, it's going to be an extra kois. Okay, so now what do you do? So we said, don't eat avikarmen. You'll count the matzah that you ate earlier in the meal as your matzah mitzvah. All the matzah was definitely a matzah shmur. Welcome shenogu lasis shemir the matzah mitzvah mishas ksira. Your minig was the matzah you used for the mitzvah was from Shas Ksira, and you did not eat, you left that matzah for Afik Haiman, the Shmura matzah from Ksira, you left till Afik Haiman, and your minig was to do that. So now you have a problem. You can't say, well, I'll be here with the matzah eaten, because that matzah wasn't Shmatzah Shmura Shas Ksira. So if you have to do it again, we ask you, and then you'll end up with a fifth kais. Ben Lochish, B'mash, and well, this is going to override the fact that you're adding another curse. You'll end up with a fifth curse, okay? So that's where you'll end up. Never avikarmen. Yechukzayis echad mimatzah shmura acheres. Person lost avikarmen. Not going back in the new point. Person lost avikarmen. See, you should eat avikarmen. You use other matzah instead. That's always your bargaining chip with the kid. You know, if it's getting too late or whatever it is, you say, listen, I'll just take all the matzah and yetzer with that. Okay, does somebody have a time over here?
58 o'clock.
57.
58, okay, let's step over here. Okay.